Hello, friends. Welcome to the final episode in our Overcoming Bullying series. Today, we're just going to be recapping some highlights from our previous episodes. Our key scripture for our overall theme has been Deuteronomy 31:6, which says, "So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." Mm-hmm. So let's jump right in. Let's meet our co-hosts. All right, this is Jill and Imani. So Jill, tell us your state, your grade, and your favorite movie.
All right, well, I'm here in Tennessee. I live here. I'm in 11th grade right now, a junior, so we're getting close. And my favorite movie, I have a lot of favorite movies, but I like comfort movies, so The Princess Diaries is probably up there.
I love that. Oh my gosh, Princess Diaries.
So good.
Such
I love that
movie.
So much. I'm Imani. I'm in 10th grade. And my favorite movie, okay, I don't know if you guys know this one, but Singing in the Rain.
Stop! I love that movie
okay, wait.
So much.
I love that one.
It's like a whole thing behind it, because growing up, like, we didn't have like an actual TV, we had a VHS.
Yeah.
So
VHS, our, yeah.
Yeah, our grandma gave us a whole bunch of old movies, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so I literally watched Singing in the Rain and this one called Flower Jump Song every single day. And it was like my favorite movies, and I love it to this day. Like, I can name every song. Like, yes.
I can quote it, so yeah.
This makes me so happy. I love y'all's movie tastes.
I know, right? Oh. We should have a watch party.
We should have so much fun, like a little sleepover.
Hey, guys. I'm Lucy. I asked you guys this question and actually did not think about the answer myself. Mm-hmm. I would say Sound of Music was like a childhood favorite. I would say that's,
movie.
We're gonna go with that one. I love Sound of Music.
Such a good movie.
Okay.
The musicals, the musicals
now,
guys.
Now that we've jumped in and met our co-hosts, like I said before, we're really just recapping. So let's jump in. So you two, have you ever overcome bullying? Or watched as someone else has overcome bullying? Jill.
I feel like I haven't been super bullied, but I know a lot of people who have, and it's really encouraging to see them step into who they are as a person and become more confident and move beyond that. And I think we, as friends, have a big part in that we have the opportunity to be able to continue to encourage them in what's true. So, yeah, I would just say nobody's journey's over, thankfully.
Yes.
So I love that we get to continue in what's true. And so, yeah.
I love that. That's amazing.
I think a little bit of both. Like I said, I've never really been directly, like, bullied, you know? But definitely have had, like, people do things to hurt, you know?
Yeah.
To hurt people. Or even people who do things that, like, don't all the way understand what they're doing.
Yeah.
But I say both. I've had friends who've overcome bullying, and I've been someone who's, I guess, been made fun of for things and overcome it. It's like, it's a mindset, you know? I think what helped me overcome, like, anytime someone did something wrongdoing, I would just daily affirmations, you know? Just have a mindset that, you know, that you're perfectly imperfect, and that all the flaws that you have, God loves, and, you know, we weren't meant to be perfect. We weren't meant to be, you know, the only perfect person was God. So we just have to realize that, and just to know that, you know, sometimes that the people who make fun of us or bully us, they are often hurting themselves. And just, you know, just maybe have a talk with them or something, but, like, it's often more than what, you know, just the words that they're saying. There's something behind that.
Yeah. That's really good. Personally, I have also kind of both, sort of. I wouldn't say I've been, like, bullied per se, but I definitely did back in middle school have someone who just wasn't treating me right, and I had to step away from that. And then I've actually watched someone in my life walk through, over the few years, she's walked through a lot of bullying. Chills there, girlie.
Chills, like, cool.
It's chilly. Oh, but I've watched someone walk through bullying, and someone who really inspires me, and the way she's watching her walk through it and overcome it has really been an inspiration to me of how to just choose against lashing out and choose against trying to fight back in a mean way.
Yeah.
It's been super inspiring. So it's really good to talk about these things, because we get to know the stories of others and talk about our own stories, and hopefully someone out there will see this and they'll be able to relate, it'll resonate, and they'll be able to take what they can and glean from what we have to say. All right, so our next question is, have you watched a bully change their tune? and turnarounds. Have you ever watched someone go from being someone unkind, someone who mistreats others? And I say bully, again, like we've talked about, I'm gonna backtrack a little real quick. Like we've talked about in the other episodes, bullying, it encompasses a wide range of
actions.
Yes, it encompasses mm-hmm. a wide range of actions, everything from physically harming someone to emotionally abusing them to cyberbullying. We've talked about that. It covers a large range of that. And not only that, it covers everything from like just being someone who treats someone unkindly regularly to being someone who treats a lot of people unkindly regularly, you know? Mm-hmm. So have you ever watched anyone in any of those categories just turn around and change?
Mm-hmm. I would say definitely, I think people I've known when we're younger and then like you don't see them for a while.
Yes.
And you come back and you're like, wow, you're like a different person. I've also seen it the other way around where yeah. they were nice when you knew them and now they're not. But yeah, I just love that testament. And I can also think back to like me in middle school and before, I just think, I'm like, oh my gosh, I was such a horrible person.
You were horrible.
I don't know, but I'm like, I could have been so much nicer. I could have reached out, yeah. And I didn't. So, I think we can all think of times in our lives where we have, by the grace of God, been a changed person. So yeah, I think there's change all around us.
Yeah, I love that. Imani?
Yeah, I definitely think that I have seen people change, you know. Like, I think I said this in, like, the first episode. I had someone, you know, who was kind of mean to me and, like, yeah. you know, on purpose and stuff like that. And just doing small little gestures of kindness and just, you know, being nice around them, I think it slowly made them warm up to me and mm-hmm. warm up to people around you. Because yeah. I think sometimes you just, people have a negative outlook on people.
Yeah.
And you don't, and tell you, like, maybe if you change and you show yeah. them, you know, like, you know, I feel like people can change. It's a yeah. mindset. And it just, I feel like doing acts of kindness, even if you don't want to.
Yeah.
I didn't want to, but I was like, you know,
yeah.
let me show kindness, you know. So it just, I think if you be a positive example to someone and that you set a standard for yourself to be kind, I think that people absorb energy. So if you are kind, I feel like they will slowly, even if it's small, they will slowly start to change.
Mm-hmm. That's so good because people can change. We're built for growth. We're built for mm-hmm. change. Have you ever heard the thing where it's like, if something's not growing, mm-hmm. it's not alive.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
living, breathing beings. We're meant to grow and change. Mm-hmm. And that can be in good ways. It can be in bad ways. We're going to focus mm-hmm. on the good. So as far as bullying goes, like, people can change. We're meant to. We're meant to stretch. We're meant to challenge. So if someone's stuck in a mindset, if they're stuck in negative actions, thoughts, feelings, it's actually not something they have to hold for forever because mm-hmm. we as human beings, we've been given by our creator the capacity to grow, to change, to learn, mm-hmm. to evolve. It's so beautiful. So if you realize that maybe you've been mistreating people or treating someone unkindly, if you realize, wait, maybe I'm the bully, just have hope and know that you can change. There's no shame. There's no condemnation. You can change. So just be encouraged by that. So, you guys, I want some practical tips here. How have you practiced forgiving or having to forgive the same offense over and over? Because the Bible talks about forgiveness a lot. It really does harp on it a lot. And it also talks about something that's so countercultural to our world, which is forgiving without limit.
Mm-hmm.
Because in this world, it is very much a, like, three strikes and you're out kind of mindset. And as human beings, I think we can naturally tend to be people who keep score and keep track. But it's so countercultural. Forgiveness is so countercultural in the way that it's without limit. It's not keeping track of other people's flaws and wrongs. Mm-hmm. Like, the Father doesn't keep track of our flaws and wrongs. Like, our sins and us were, like, as far as the east is from the west. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how far he separated us from our sins. So do you guys have any, like, practical tips on forgiveness and on forgiving the same offense repeatedly, like, over and mm-hmm. over again?
Hmm. Yeah, I can definitely relate to Peter in a lot of ways. There's a story in the Bible where he asked Jesus, he's like, so should we forgive people 7 times? Yes. Like, okay. And Jesus is like, no, 70 times 7, which really he wasn't talking about a number. He was talking about like over and over in abundance. And he's like, oh, okay. Which I can relate to that, because after the third time, you're like, can you learn already?
I know.
But then sometimes I think in a lot of my prayers, I have been like, Lord, I don't know how I'm here again. Like, I should have grown out of this by now. Like, I should have, can I move on from something else? So I think putting it into perspective of knowing like, wow, I have done the same things over and over.
Yeah.
I have not changed. And, you know, even in the Bible, we see people all the time, like the Israelites going,
oh my goodness,
you know, he literally delivered them out of slavery. And they're like, can we go back, please? Because I don't know about this. So like the same sins over and over. So I think seeing God's example and seeing multiple people's example of the Bible, like it is doable to forgive, you know, through Christ. You know, we can do all things through him who strengthens us. But yeah, I think putting it into perspective of like seeing the log in my own eye as opposed to the speck in someone else's, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what about you?
Yes, I think that it's hard to forgive someone multiple times, but it's doable, you know? Yeah. Like, you know, like forgiving people, it can like, when you think about it, how many times have I done something like over and over again, and I'm, you know, we're our own selves, you know, we have our own mind, yeah. So we're like, yeah, I did that, but like, you know, it's fine. But then someone else does it, I'm like, what are you doing? And so it's like, I feel like, how would you want to be forgiven, you know? Like, would you want someone to 3 strikes you out, you do 3 wrong things?
Yeah.
We're imperfect, we're not always going to be nice, we're not always, you know, no one's perfect. And we have to kind of have a sense of that, you know, we're humans, you know. We were born to fail. That's the reason, you know, God sent Jesus. It's because we need that perfect person to to look up to and, you know, be, because we aren't that. We, you know, we ate the fruit, you know. We did wrong. So we have to realize that we can't we can't just only forgive almost ourselves for the things that we constantly do to people and not think about the other person. And I feel like, also, you know, what you said about, you know, sometimes there are people who do things that are really wrong, like trauma, and that, and they bring, you know, really bad things. But if it's something small, and, you know, we're being petty, because I can be petty, I know that, like, just forgive, and it feels so much better to forgive. It's freedom, it's it makes you feel lighter, it's a great feeling, so just do it.
Mm-hmm. I love that. Oh my goodness. You guys, forgiving others, we've talked a lot about that. We've talked a lot about bullying and forgiving others when they wrong us or offend us, but I actually want to redirect this to ourselves, forgiving ourselves. A lot of times we are the most critical of ourselves. Other people, it's safe to say that they are not criticizing us as much as we criticize ourselves, because they can't see our inner thoughts. They can't see
those flaws.
Yeah, all those flaws that they're right before our eyes. We see them. So that's a really hard topic, because, like, personally, I can be very, very hard on myself, very harsh, very critical, very unforgiving. So I just want to open up that discussion. I want to kind of open up the table to discussion on self-forgiveness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say something that I like to remember is, like, we are a new creation in Christ, right? So if I get beaten down by the things that, like, the person I used to be or what I used to do, I try to remember, like, I can't even think of that as, like, the same person. Like, that's a completely different person than I was in the Holy Spirit, as far as, like, salvation goes. And the other thing that I like to think is, like, God doesn't make mistakes, and he calls us his masterpiece. And, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but, like, sometimes I'll look at the sky and be like, oh, my gosh, God, like, that is so cool that you made that. And to think that, like, you know, we are God's creation too.
Yeah.
So to think that I look in the mirror and I'm like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Like, who am I to say that something that God created is ugly just because I don't feel like it? Mm-hmm. So that's something I try to put into perspective.
That's really good. And also, I love that you said that, because not only are we God's creation, we're His ultimate creation. Mm-hmm. Like, He created every beautiful thing we'll ever see, everything we could ever marvel at, that we could wonder about. Mm-hmm. And yet, we're the ones He chose to breathe His breath of life into. Mm-hmm. It wasn't to the animals, it wasn't to the trees or the stars, it was to us. Mm-hmm. He chose to give us the breath of life. So to think of it in that perspective, almost like zooming out, like, we are Your ultimate creation, Lord. Like, You created us, You formed us with Your hands, You put us together uniquely, individually, You gave us our different talents, You gave us our different, you know, aspects, You gave us our beauty, You gave us all these beautiful things. You did that intentionally and on purpose. Why are we being so harsh and critical? Like, I want to go back to, again, the heart of God. Like, it actually hurts His heart when we criticize and look down on ourselves. It hurts the heart of God when He sees His creations being so harsh towards themselves, when He actually says, no, I see you through the eyes of Jesus. If you're covered by My Son's blood, I see you through His eyes. You are perfect. You are holy. You are being made new. So He sees us, and He covers us with His blood. And it's just so beautiful. I think self-forgiveness is something that isn't talked about as much, so that's why I wanted to open up the discussion. Imani, self-forgiveness.
I think it's hard, especially for me. I'm a very, I like things to be perfect. I'm a perfectionist. I won't do something. Like, I will specifically won't pit myself to do something if I know I can't be good at it. Or I can't, just don't, like, if you say, Imani, do this, and I know I'm not gonna do it, like, I'm not good at it, I'm like, don't even put me in that. Because I think I over-criticalize everything I do. And it's like, you know, when we see other people's mistakes, we're like, oh, like, you know, they're human. Like, they do certain things. But the minute I slip up, I'm like,
I know.
I review it over and over and over again. And it's like, almost our worst critic. And we often, like, we judge ourselves in all the aspects. And, like, you know, you guys are both beautiful women. And, like, when you guys say, like, oh, I don't feel pretty, I'm like, what? What? And I feel like that could be the same thing to people around us. And it's like, some people we don't even understand the beauty or the worth that we have, and that we have to look at ourselves and think, you know, we're God's creation. We were meant to be beautifully and wonderfully made, and that our flaws or what we view as imperfections aren't imperfections. They just make us a little unique, you know? They make us indifferent, because what if we were all the same palette and we were all the same? It would be boring, you know? Like, we need the difference. And I feel like we just have to realize and forgive ourselves for almost hating ourselves in ways, and realize that, you know, God made us a specific way, with our attitude, our personality, the quirks, you know, the things that we view as, I'm a little too talkative, or I'm a little too this and this and that. God made us that way. And that we're supposed to love ourselves and forgive ourselves, and, you know, not to be so hard on ourselves.
Because at the end of the day, self-love as the world sees it, is almost this way of covering up the fact that we're fallen. It's almost like putting this wall around yourself of, well, I'm perfect and everything's fine, and I'm gonna own it, which leads to a lot of super duper toxic behaviors, in the sense of when you try to, like, embrace the, not the quirks, like you were saying, like the quirks, like, embrace everything about yourself. But when we try to embrace things that are toxic, when we try to embrace, like, oh, I snap a lot, like, that's just me, that's who I am. Oh, I do this a lot. Like, when we try to embrace sin, I feel like culture does that a lot. Self-love for them is like building a wall around, because you're afraid to admit that we're not perfect. Our wall's down. So what I love that you're talking about is self-love in the sense of, from the perspective of God, and from the perspective of His creation. So I love that you talked about that, because that's a very important distinction to make. I want to wrap around too to identity, back to identity. I know that's something we could go on and on and on about, but I kind of want to, I want to settle on that and how that ties into all of this. So, how do you guys think our identity in Christ as Christians, because I know we got some viewers watching out there, and you may not know the Lord, and if you don't, that's okay. You are more than welcome at this table anyway. We love you regardless. But I want to share some more on that Christian perspective, your identity and what it's founded in. I know it's a really broad question, so I'm just going to open up the table for the discussion of identity and how it wraps around to all the things we've talked about so far. So feel free to chime in as you feel led.
I love that. I just want to jump in with the self-love a little bit with identity.
Do it.
But I think, like you said, the world's perspective, like we all have this hole in our heart, right? And if we say, you know, if I say I'm perfect and all I need to do is just love myself more and believe in myself more, like that is my problem. Well, Christianity says that your problem is you are not enough. And so we need Jesus. So we have a solution in Christianity that never changes, that is not based on us, that's not feelings driven, right? Because we talked about feelings are facts, right? So if I decide like, oh, I'm okay as long as I feel like I'm a great person or I feel pretty, well, that's changing, right? And we can't live on something that's gonna change. Yeah. But in Christianity, we know no matter how I feel, no matter what I think my value is, Jesus died and that doesn't change, right? My solution to the problem of sin has already been paid for. So I think resting on an identity that doesn't change is something that has really freed me from a lot of anxiety and a lot of doubt and a lot of worry and discontentment. So I'm just very grateful for our unshaken inheritance that's found in Jesus.
So good. Yeah. I don't even know what to say.
That's the Holy Spirit. It's not me.
Oh my gosh. Oh Lord, we thank you for that. His identity, or he is where our identity is found. Mm. Like at the end of the day, we are not truly ourselves until we've accepted him. Like we may think that without him, like we can be our truest selves, but that's actually a lie from the enemy.
For sure.
That's not true. We are our truest selves when we're in communion with him, when we're joined with him, because he's the one who put our truest selves in us. Mm-hmm. So when we're with him, he's the one who draws out that beauty, that just inherent goodness. Not inherent goodness, but like the beauty he put in us. That inherent beauty he put in us. You know what I'm trying to say. He's the one who draws it out and makes it shine. Oh. Imani, girl, you're pretty confident. What you got to say about identity?
Well, I think it is we often try to find identity in maybe the way we look or what we like, you know. If you even like think about, some people find their identity in like sports, or they find their identity in, you know, I'm a sports person, I'm a music person. You know, they try to find the identity in materialistic things or like things that, you know, that won't last forever. You know, things like even people, like I'm a Taylor Swift fan, or I'm this and this and that. And it's like we have to find our identity in God, and that we're never going to be complete in the fact if we don't, because you know. I used to be someone who's very apparent on the way they look. You know, I was like, oh, I feel like I also look good. That was my thing. Like, I just need to make sure I look good 24/7, and that was what I put my identity in. Yeah. And if I didn't like look like I was perfect 24/7, that like, I wasn't enough. But the thing about that is, I'm never gonna truly ever feel enough or ever feel completely whole in that. I have to find it in God, and I have to be whole in God because, like we said, we weren't meant to be perfect. We weren't meant to be people who, you know. Just I'm perfect and the way I feel and stuff like that and how I feel. It's about God. He's the one that completes us. He's the one that when you feel empty or when you feel like you're not enough, he's the one that fills that hole and get whole and gives you that, you know, sense of identity. And I feel like it's often we just need to, you know, we're like a canvas and, you know, let's let God paint us. And I feel like we often just want to paint ourselves and, you know, I wanna like write my own story, you know, be myself, be truth. But it's like God is the one that created us. We are his canvas. We are his people. He chose to put life in us. He didn't chose to make the animals, like the people that do this stuff, or the trees, like you said, all those things. He decided to make all that and put us in the middle to be the creation. Good. So we just have to realize that we can't put our identity in people and things and the way we dress, the way we look, the way we feel. It has to be in God.
So good. You guys, it's been a great discussion. Yeah. This has been the last episode in our Overcoming Bullying series, and we're not quite done yet, but I just wanted to take a moment and to just kind of wrap it all up. We've talked about bullying, we've talked about freedom and forgiveness and identity, and at the end of the day, friends, whether you believe that there's a God or not, there is a God, and he loves you so much, and he wants nothing but your heart. He wants to be the one to hold your heart. At the end of the day, we really can't truly overcome anything of this world without him. He's the air we breathe, you know. He's the way we live. at the end of the day, he's the one you need. If you have unforgiveness, if you're holding, just if you don't feel like you have freedom, if you feel like you're trapped in anything, be it anxiety, depression, insecurity, I promise you there is a God who sees you, he knows you, he loves you, and he wants your heart. So, yeah, I challenge you today to think about that. Whether you're, if you're not a believer, if you don't believe in a God, I challenge you to really just think about that. Just think about the fact that there is a God who loves you and who sees you and who knows you. Mm-hmm. And I invite you into it. I invite you into just considering it, considering mm-hmm. accepting him, because I promise you, you won't look back. You will not regret it. I wanted to also take a moment to thank our co-hosts for the series, Jill and Imani. Y'all are truly wonderful, and y'all are incredible, and you have so much wisdom to share. I'm very grateful for you guys. So our goal in this series was to help you overcome if you've been bullied and learn how to set goals and to succeed and to just know your true identity and know where it comes from and know how to find freedom and forgiveness. We're so grateful for that you've joined us today. I'm going to ask one of our friends to pray us out. Jill, you want to pray us out, girl?
Yeah. Lord Jesus, I just thank you for who you are. I thank you for your beautiful plan that you have enacted to restore us to yourself, even though we didn't deserve it. I thank you that our value never changes, that we are treasures, not because of who we are, because of whose we are. And I just thank mm-hmm. you for these wonderful ladies up here with me and for everyone watching. I pray that you would bless them, that they would know the truth, that goodness and light would come through and that they would shine, and that you would cast out all darkness and all lies. And I just thank you for this time again and for who you are. I pray that your will be done and your kingdom would come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Guys, don't forget our scripture. Our key scripture for this series has been Deuteronomy 31:6, which says, "So be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid and do not panic before them, for the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will neither fail you nor abandon you." We have some keys to help you. We have some free resources to help you just to keep learning and to keep delving into what we've talked about. And these are Godfident.org. Go to Godfident.org or download our free app, Moving Forward Ministries, and click on Keys to Godfident Resources. Just remember that you guys are so loved. And thank you for joining us at the table for this series. Bye, friends.